I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we started this segment a couple of days ago with linebackers. We moved to defensive line, and we said that we're moving up through the position groups and culminating with the group of the greatest need.
Yeah,
I feel like we're hitting a group today and starting to get into that area.
Yeah, you're right. If this were a color-coded sort of thing,
yeah.
Do you do TurboTax?
No.
Okay, TurboTax has this thing they do at the very end after you've finished your taxes called the audit check. And it rates what the risk, your risk of being audited. And it's this grid, this rectangle, and it's very green to the left and then slightly less green and then yellow in the middle. And then it becomes very red at the right-hand side.
Right.
I feel like quarterbacks, linebackers, and defensive linemen are over in the green, very low risk of audit area on TurboTax.
Agreed.
We're getting into the yellow area now in the middle.
Yes. Yes.
Soon we will be red.
Yep, I agree.
So I think wide receivers are probably in that yellow area because they need some.
Right.
When Bruce Ellington is your third best wide receiver, Rich, you need wide receivers.
And any conversation about Texans wide receivers on April 20th, 2018 must include the fact that Tyrann Mathieu and Dez Bryant posted a video on Instagram last night working out together. And we all know that a number of Texans, including J.J. Watt, on DeAndre Hopkins, among others, have reached out to Dez Bryant.
Has J.J. reached out to him?
I believe it's the other way around. What I read was that...
Well, he followed J.J. on Instagram, Dez did.
Okay.
It might have been that.
I don't know. It might have been that I saw.
But there
is a social media link that at least exists.
Okay. With J.J., I would like for it to be both ways and mutual. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And by the way, like... JJ is the one where if all of a sudden JJ started recruiting Dez, I'd be like, okay, maybe there's something to this.
Yeah. But it's a long shot, obviously.
It is.
Texans aren't being mentioned by anyone as somebody who could wind up with Dez.
Did you see the video that you're talking about?
Am I mixing up videos that I
think I
saw?
I thought it was...
Was it OBJ?
Dez was with Odell Beckham.
My bad.
Dez was with Odell Beckham. That's why I was like, really? He was with Tyrann Mathieu also?
You're right. I'm mixing up online videos.
Because Tyrann Mathieu's... Well, the reason I ask, and I swear we're going to talk about wide receivers here. We've got this music playing underneath us talking about wide receivers. Here's the thing. It's like a 15-minute segment. We can talk about whatever we... Yeah, whatever, B-Mac.
Yeah. Petty Fogger.
But the only reason I bring up, wow, he was working out with Tyrann Mathieu is Tyrann Mathieu, as players go in the offseason, is a bit of a Clubber Lang when it comes to the workouts. Like, the dude works out in, like, brown grass, dirty fields by himself.
Right, and he's documenting almost everything in his life on social
media. He's got a new YouTube channel, which I have subscribed to. I was the 41st person to subscribe to his YouTube channel. He's putting all of his... He's basically letting everybody into his life. But the very first YouTube video he put up, he basically told... Like everybody, wherever he's, I'm not sure if it's in Arizona or Texas or Louisiana. My guess is Louisiana, but he basically told everybody where he was working out and invited fans to come over and take pictures with him.
That's pretty awesome.
He stood there for 2 hours. People were lined up and he'd take pictures with them. And the more I learn and see and hear Tyrann Mathieu, I love that the Texans signed this guy.
Yeah, me too.
He's awesome.
And I'm actually following him on Twitter.
Wait, hang on. You're following somebody on Twitter?
Oh, I'm following more than somebody.
Are you following me on Twitter?
I don't think so.
That's absurd. Rich, I think I'm following you, and I'm still waiting for something good.
All my follows are essentially accidental follows.
That's fair.
You know, the day they made the deal for Mathieu, I was like, oh, maybe I'll see what he's doing on social media, and now I follow him.
You meant to like his tweet, now you're following the guy all of a sudden. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right, so wide receivers, Rich. I would summarize – well, I'm not going to summarize anything, but let's start out with – I feel really good about DeAndre Hopkins.
And that's probably, I mean, look, as much as you feel good about the obvious instant chemistry that existed between Will Fuller and Deshaun Watson, Will Fuller was still banged up last year. Will Fuller needs to get through a full season healthy and move forward in his career with multiple full seasons healthy before he's not a concern in that area, you know, because he always will be. So, they have Will Fuller, who's got a penchant for getting hurt. Bruce Ellington, who did some nice things for them, but doesn't really overwhelm anyone as someone who's going to be a major impact player for this team. So this is absolutely an area of need. And, you know, obviously they don't draft high, so it's not like they're going to get someone that's going to make an instant impact. They brought in Sammy Coates. I'm not going to say that that's, you know, nothing. But they absolutely need some depth in the receiving corps.
Yeah, let me just
Braxton
say.
Braxton Miller obviously has not turned out to be the guy they thought he would be.
Right. You know, this is a big training camp for Braxton Miller. Braxton Miller, Rich, is in the same spot right now, in a way, minus the pending one-game suspension that Jalen Strong had heading into last season.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of in the same spot Jalen Strong was in a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Jalen Strong was drafted in 2015, and he was coming into training camp, and we were all saying, this is kind of do or die for Jalen Strong. I feel kind of the same way about Braxton.
Absolutely.
And we know how it ended for Jalen Strong. Like, he served his one-game suspension, came back for the Cincinnati game, made a nice block downfield on Deshaun Watson's run, and then he was gone the next week.
Yeah.
And he just never really kind of turned into the playmaker that he was at Arizona State. Now, Braxton Miller's a little bit of a different kind of set of encyclopedias here because he's not a career wide receiver like Jalen Strong was, but he's been a wide receiver long enough now to where we're done judging him like, oh, he's a quarterback and he became a wide receiver. Slow down with that. Like, he was a wide receiver for a year at Ohio State.
Right.
Let's not act like learning to play wide receiver is like learning to be a neurosurgeon or something. Right? I mean, you know, I get it. It's a position change.
No, I'm done making that an excuse.
He's a wide receiver.
That's right.
And if he's not a good enough wide receiver, then then he needs
time to find someone that is.
He needs to move on. And, Rich, I almost feel like the signing of Joe Webb is like a little bit of a message to Braxton Miller.
That's
in a way.
That's interesting.
Because Joe Webb, you know, Braxton's one thing that he had in his bag, the one club that he had was, well, at least he was a quarterback at one point, and there's the threat that when he's on the field, he could do something freaky for you. Look, Joe Webb's played wide receiver in this league before. Joe Webb can turn into that guy for you as well. And by the way, he'll run down on special teams and tackle people.
Yeah.
And he can actually still play quarterback.
He's played some Wildcat recently.
Yeah, but he can still throw the football, unlike Braxton, who has the shoulder issue. So, in a way, I know he signed as a quarterback, not a wide receiver, but I feel like if I'm Braxton Miller, what's making me more nervous about my spot on this team is this team going to draft a wide receiver in the third round? Because I don't think they will. They just have too many other needs that are third round worthy. But I think Joe Webb is a guy that is a message to Braxton Miller. They're like, look, man, you need to get your act together or you're going to be the next third-round pick that's humping it out of bounds before your rookie contract is up.
So, yeah, I think they absolutely need to find more weapons for Deshaun Watson in the receiving core.
I do. And the other thing I feel, Rich, about wide receiver, just as vis-a-vis the draft, is you got Hopkins, who's just all-world, you know, all-pro, do everything. You know, he doesn't have deep speed, but you've got Will Fuller with your deep speed. You got Bruce Ellington, who when he's healthy can kind of do everything in between. You know, he's sort of your slot guy, catches the intermediate routes, can get downfield, kind of tricky downfield sometimes. He caught a couple touchdowns this past year in the Patriot game. He caught one. And so he made some plays before he got hurt. I say that to say that I don't know that they're necessarily looking, if they're going to draft a wide receiver, if they're looking for any particular type of wide receiver. You know, I think it's almost like a microcosm of what Brian Gaines said his draft strategy is, which is best guy available.
But it wouldn't hurt if you could find someone you could develop in the slot.
Yes. None of the guys they have are quintessential slot guys.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Like when the Cowboys drafted Ryan Switzer last year,
that
sort of thing. You know, so that said, you look at some of the, I'm looking at some of the names on NFLDraftScout.com.
There's one that I as I went down the list, Sean, I wondered if they might have interest in, and he may be available as late as the fifth round, and so it may not require one of their higher draft picks to get this kid. It's the kid from Texas Tech, Kuti, I think is his last name, Kiki. Kuti, really fast.
Yeah, small.
At over 1,400 yards last year in that spread offense at Texas Tech. And projects as a slot receiver in the NFL. Maybe he's someone they could pick up and develop.
And he projects in that part of the draft where if they draft a wide receiver, that's where they'd probably take a wide receiver.
I agree.
He's more like a fifth or sixth round guy.
Yes.
You know, so they've got 3 6th round picks. Maybe he's one of the guys they take there.
Just a name.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I started looking in the third round. You know, one of the names I see is a guy I'm super familiar with because I watch all their games, Equanimeous St. Brown. Was a really productive wide receiver at Notre Dame. I don't know that it'll be there in the third round. You know, an interesting name is, what if Dante Pettis came and played wide receiver in the same town that his dad is a third base coach? And that's a guy.
Interesting.
I feel like, Rich, if they do draft a wide receiver, it could be somebody who can also maybe help you in the return game a little bit.
Yeah,
for sure. Back there, which Pettis was amazing in the return game last year. You know, Deshaun Hamilton of Penn State is a guy who Bill O'Brien, maybe through the Penn State channels, has some familiarity with.
It's actually the other name I had on my short list to throw out here in this segment.
Michael Gallup is a guy who broke a bunch of David Anderson's records, I think, at Colorado State. Hamilton was a guy you were thinking about?
Yeah, Hamilton was on my short list of someone to mention here that, you know, could be available. I mean, I've seen projections for him as high as the third round, but also as low as the fifth or sixth. So, you know, it's going to come down to who's on the board on draft day and who they think has the skill set that they can develop.
So the position groups that we still have left are running back, safety.
O-line, of course.
Corner, tight end, and O-line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think everybody knows what's going to get discussed next Friday. I don't think it takes... You know,
on our final day of the
State. I think you got to be Mike Mayock to figure that out. But I bring up all those positions to go back to your original point, which is we're starting to get into the positions where you mention that position for Texan fans and you start to feel a little knot in your stomach.
Yes.
You know, like wide receiver, a little bit of a knot. But you start to get to running back. Oof. Anything in the secondary. Oof.
Right.
A tight end. Ah! O-line, 9-1-1. So I kind of gave away the order a little bit there.
That's
but,
all right.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're enjoying these segments. State of the Union for the Texans at the wide receiver position. Wide receiver position today. All right, we've got a few more things we need to accomplish.
Just need a healthy Will Fuller. We just need a healthy Will Fuller for a full season.
Yeah. I mean, the way he connected with Deshaun Watson, like on the list
ridiculous.
On the list of things that should have Texan fans excited for the upcoming season, you don't get too far down the list before you get to that one.
Yeah.
Because that was, you know, that –
and deep downfield.
That's what I was just going to say. Like that was, they connected in a way that you drafted Will Fuller for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they right. drafted Will Fuller to make big chunk plays, get behind a defense, spread, you know, make teams have to defend the entire field. That's what he was doing with Deshaun Watson at quarterback.
And not just with Fuller. Watson has a knack for that deep middle ball. My goodness.
He throws a nice deep ball.
Whew.
He throws a nice every ball. He got picked 12th in last year's draft. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Behind two other quarterbacks. Just saying. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.